Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We having fun today or what, baby? No?
Oh, you know what movie this is from?
Some superhero movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Hey, give yourself a point, you rascal.
Point for Muggles.
You got to be like, you didn't see that one coming at all.
Oh, baby.
That was literally like an RKO out of nowhere. Randy Orton was just waiting for you to turn around. Oh, no.
Timbo Slice. Yes, we know Yondu.
That's good.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Mike McDaniel has spoken to the media today as the Dolphins continue OTAs. Got to be an indoor day, yeah? You would imagine?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Got to imagine it's an indoor day.
Yeah.
Off season? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Really?
Mike McDaniel on the Jonnu Smith situation. He says, quote, it's from Barry Jackson, Miami Herald. It's been around for some of the offseason workouts. He hopes that he remains with the team. I'm not part of the negotiations. He
says
he is an important person and player. He's a professional. Asked about his level of confidence Smith will be on the team, he said that he hopes that he will be. Quote, I haven't considered anything other than I want Jonnu Smith on the team. I think he wants to be here. My experience with business is that you let it play out.
There you go. What did I tell you he was going to say?
Something like that. I don't know what you said. You have a blue beard. I'm not keeping track of your words.
All right. It's unnecessary.
What? Too much?
Wait, so here's the new here. So how far back in the podcast do I have to go to know why Leroy's beard is blue?
Segment one. Yeah. But we found out yesterday, I'm telling you, like what you guys don't realize is we have a group text. And yesterday we got two things, which was J-Fig started watching Mormon Wives and then Leroy texted this. And I'm just, it didn't register to me last night. I'm like, his beard looks different, but I didn't. And I was like, it kind of looks blue because you made the Papa Smurf joke. But dude.
Mm. Wow. Blew our mind.
Don't fear the Reaper, dude.
Leroy's goatee made me reach my AI limit on Twitter. There's an AI limit?
Maybe yeah. There is, I don't know.
There is, obviously someone like Dade South uses it a lot.
after a certain point, they're like, ah, you got to pay for this.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, you get like 20 prompts every so often or something like that. That AI stuff's getting crazy.
Somebody sent me Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group? Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
God damn.
Keep them coming.
These are so great. You guys are the best.
Not okay. So much. I'm not feeling
it. No, you're not feeling today?
No.
The Panthers have media day today. Do we have NHL Network? Do we have that? Is
That's
that
fine
a thing?
Fine.
Can we get that? I want NHL Network. It's media day.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. We got a Cats team in the Cup.
Yeah, but we when they do it, we won't even be.
Yeah, but we get the early goings. We'll hear from those losers.
Oh, they go first?
I don't think I've ever seen Connor McDavid smile. Now, in fairness, I very rarely see Barkov smile, but Barkov just is like even keeled. Like it almost looks like Connor McDavid most of the time is miserable. God, they are in for a hurting, Leroy. They don't even know what they're walking into. It's really a shame for them. I feel bad for them. You know?
You've made me feel better about this.
For Edmonton?
I was a little scared.
Feel bad because the weight of all Canada is on them?
I feel bad for them because they think they're about to go to a storybook ending, and the story is, yeah, you are...
If they had a choice, would they have rather Toronto win or Edmonton? Toronto is more of a...
Who,
like
Canada?
Yeah. Toronto's more like the
That's
New
a great
York
question.
Yankees
I don't know.
Hockey.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's so they would rather Toronto.
I would think more of Canada would say Toronto. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say that. But too bad, how sad. I don't know what to tell you. Ass kicking's on the way.
I would like to get through the first game before I make those.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you cannot lack.
I just think it's going to be a long series. There we go. Okay. There we go. Who's changing the channel?
I'm trying to get him to get the NHL Network on. That's what I'm trying. You know?
So I went through all of them. I saw that we had MLB, NBA, NFL. Didn't see NHL. So
can
our
we
boy
get NHL
Steph
on?
is gonna get
Thanks,
it
Steph.
For us. So well.
If only we could use something easier like Blu-ray. Hey, can you just make a night of this? You know what they should bring back at the improv?
Yeah.
Heckling night. And let's just have
Was Leroy bobbing the apples in the toilet?
Okay.
It was heckling night?
Yeah, can we just, like, if we had Leroy with his blue beard, and then you just have everybody just heckle Leroy.
Yeah.
Their best.
That's
you
probably
think
worse,
win
though.
That?
What? Yes.
You know, if they heckle me, I can heckle them back.
I don't know, dude. See,
look, in person, it's going to lead to violence. This way?
No, it's not.
This is 4 hours of us being able to just, every single segment. This is good. I got a lot more blue songs.
T-Stacks, Leroy's airline of choice. You guessed it.
JetBlue.
Because it's blue.
Leroy got that propane flame on his chin.
That blue flame, ooh.
That's good.
Gotta watch out for that. It's hot. Scary.
Quantum says, I just joined in. What's with Leroy's blue goatee?
Leroy's favorite show, Blue Bloods.
Oh, the old love Blue Bloods.
The old love Blue Bloods.
I'm a Law and Order guy.
The last like, 10 years of my grandfather's life, when I walked into his house, Blue Bloods was on the television.
You know, my grandfather, he liked the old Westerns.
Sure.
Because he was from Texas, so he loved the Westerns.
Man, imagine Tom Selleck's mustache, but blue.
Ooh.
That'd be something.
Dick mustache.
Link, take it easy.
It's okay. Hold on. Sorry. Just, you know.
I don't think you alliterated that the way you wanted to.
Thick.
There you go. You know who I'm tired of?
Who?
And I think needs more haters.
Who? Needs more haters?
Yeah, Joel, I don't think he has enough haters.
Oh, this is what you started this morning with, and then
yeah,
it immediately...
It got deterred because your beard.
Yeah.
Joe Boudreau.
Oh,
I think I'm sick of his ass.
Yeah, you know, you picked a bone with him with the international thing. Now,
well,
what has he done?
That was ridiculous.
All right.
I don't understand where Joe Burrow all of a sudden became the ambassador of all things football.
Okay.
Because he sat here with a great arrogance, right? And he was like, I've done a lot to grow the game of football. I'm like, what have you done? Like, I'm sorry. I didn't. Did you throw pigskins with the queen? Like, I don't. What did he do to grow the game of football? I didn't know. No, he's been very good at football, objectively, you know. But this guy is sitting here, and like, he just gets praised for like the dumbest stuff, right? Like, I'm seeing nothing but, oh, Joe Burrow is the best. Oh, Joe Burrow, what a leader.
Honey, blue, blue.
Point for Twitcher.
And I just found myself just being like, you know what, Joe Burrow? He doesn't just get credit for whatever. Like, he just thinks like, oh, I could just go onto a microphone, say something, and people will throw praise at me because I'm Joe Burrow. So, yeah. So,
kind of the way it's been early in his career.
Yeah. Hey, you want to know something? I'm a little sick of it. You know, Brock Purdy may won Super Bowl too, and he hasn't gotten this much praise. But Joe Burrow walks up here, and he's just like, he said to the Bengals website, and he said, if I had played better, we wouldn't have even been in the spot we're in. I'm just focused on getting better with myself. And I feel everyone in the locker room feels the same way. If we go out there and play better than I did last year, it doesn't matter what goes on anywhere else. So just sitting here and taking all the blame for their hardships last year, even though they couldn't stop a nosebleed. And everyone just sits here and they're just like, oh, what a leader Joe Burrow is. What is he doing that any other quarterback doesn't do? What is he doing?
Not winning.
Yeah. What is this?
Well, no. Because stop this. Wait. Let me say this.
I get it. He threw up big numbers last
year. Let me say this. Because after he made the Super Bowl, everybody was like, oh, Cincinnati. Ooh, Cincinnati. Because they got Joe Burrow.
Yeah, don't lose.
Well, they got no defense.
Okay.
I love the way we just all of a sudden forget.
Neither did Dan Marino.
Huh?
Neither did Dan Marino for years.
And how many championships did he win?
Zero. But everybody acts like Joe Burrow's walking around here with 9 rings because he beat Patrick Mahomes once.
It happens.
It's just like, when does the credit run out on that one?
I think part of the reason why the credit doesn't run out is because he basically took the LeBron Cavs to the finals.
He did?
Yeah.
With what? The greatest receiving core we've ever seen in my life?
Yeah, that is
He
true.
Did? This guy's had the greatest receivers, basically, since, like, his senior year in college.
Right.
Yeah. They did have Eli Apple, though.
Remember. That's fair.
That's pretty bad.
That's fair.
Hey, pretty bad. Join us in celebrating June birthdays.
Huh. Mm. Oh, so May's already passed.
I know.
I guess that means JFig doesn't have to put you in the newsletter for another year.
Another year.
I just want to say, it's nothing against Joe Burrow, but enough of him already. And I think someone's got to knock him down a peg. And I think that's what I'm here for. And it started with the international ambassador thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of Joe Burrow's whole act.
Hmm.
And why, you know something, Leroy?
What do you mean? Wait.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it's an act?
Oh, it's an act.
Cool Joe. What is it? What is he calling himself?
And let me tell you something, dude. You're not even the best quarterback in that division. That's Lamar Jackson.
True.
By a long shot.
Ooh.
Yeah, you're not even the best quarterback in that division. You might not be the second best quarterback in that division by career resume once Aaron Rodgers signs up.
Oh.
So I'm just telling. I'm just saying. Joe Burrow has been to a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has won a Super Bowl. So until then, until otherwise.
Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl when Joe Burrow was 12.
Doesn't matter. It's on the resume.
Oh, my
goodness. Forever.
How far back can
That's
we
forever.
Go? Wait.
That's forever.
How far back can we go before you keep getting...
I had him on my argument until I mentioned Aaron Rodgers.
I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
You know how he feels Aaron about
Rodgers.
That.
When did Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl?
How he feels about that.
2011.
Woo. Joe Burrow was 13. He Younger.
Was that, how old is Joe Burrow?
Yeah, it's true.
26?
I'll find out. Joe Burrow age. He is 94. That's crazy.
Wow.
That's
looks good for his age. 28.
28.
Yeah.
So that was 14 years ago.
He was 14 years old.
All right. Well, he could go see a PG-13 movie.
Mm. Watch out for those.
Like, I'm just saying, like, good or bad, we tend to put these labels on these people or players forever, and that's a long time ago. That's a long time ago.
I think it's ridiculous. Like, who cares? If any other quarterback says, if I would have played better, blah, 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 every other person would have been like,
taking
big
responsibility
deal.
For his
He's
play.
Not taking responsibility. He's just doing the easy play. Thing.
Really? Saying if I would have played better, we wouldn't have been in a situation?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous statement.
Why?
Couldn't stop a nosebleed. Had nothing to do with you. But you want to know something?
But
he's such an egomaniac.
If he would have said something along the lines of, we got to be better on the other side of the ball, then you would have really flipped out.
No.
Oh, you stop.
No.
Stop.
I admire honesty. I don't appreciate insincerity.
So you have deemed, have deemed Joe Burrow.
He's a phony.
Taking all the responsibility and saying, if I would have played better, we wouldn't have been in this situation.
It's,
and you say,
it's insincere.
Really?
Yeah.
What should he have said?
It's been like, we gotta cover our bases as a team.
And then you would have said, you ready? Here, let's start. Let's start the show. How about this, Joe Burrow? No accountability whatsoever.
Hard to say. I don't know.
No,
I'm just taking it as. I'm just swinging at the pitches I've been given.
Sports guy. You put yourself in win-win situations where you could trash a guy, and even if he would have said the direct opposite of what you're complaining about, you could have trashed him for that.
Nah, I just think he's insincere. There's just something about him.
He's insincere. So what if he said, we need to get better as a team? You would say, how about team? And we're focused on yourself, there, Joe Burrow. And so he focused on himself. Only talked about himself. And now you're trashing him in.
And everybody, like a bunch of sea lions, like, thank you, Joe Burrow. Art.
Okay.
Like, it's just, what is he getting praise for? It's like giving your child praise for, like, making the potty. Good for you.
Hey, Jay Gatto, kick rocks. Get Leroy angry enough and his face will match his chin.
I like Nunya Buzz who says, Joe Burrow.
Burrow owns a Batmobile.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he didn't buy the Batmobile.
What?
All he did was take the headlines for buying a Batmobile because you want to know why? Because he's an egomaniac.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what?
You know what? In Ohio,
maybe
do
right.
You know how loved that dude is? Because you know he went to Ohio State.
Amazing. I'm sure. Amazing. I mean, you know, he left Ohio State, but.
Yeah. No, here's what happened.
Left him.
This is the honest truth.
Hmm?
He broke his thumb. He won the job in camp. Right? He actually won the job in camp.
Hmm?
He broke his thumb. Then, what's his name, took over.
Hmm?
Won the Heisman. They weren't going to put Joe Burrow back in.
So he hightailed it out of
so
there.
So he. Yeah.
South.
To a better receiver, to a better receiver core. Cherry picking. Some people call that cherry picking.
Hmm.
Didn't he win a national championship?
He did. Stack team.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Very charmed life.
Nobody. Name a player that says, you know what?
Mr. Ambassador of the game.
I'm going to go to this team and help it grow.
Mr. Ambassador of the game.
You hook your horns into people, and it's
over. I didn't expect myself to get here, but here I am.
You started, before we started the show, you said.
It's okay. Nobody else is going to be on this block. I'm going to be the only one here.
What are you
waiting
mean?
For Mr. God's gift to football, Joe Burrow.
All right.
I think I'm sick of him.
Really?
Mm.
Yep. Mm. In fact, I'm quite sure I'm sick of him.
And he did nothing.
Oh, he did something.
That's the problem.
No, no. He did do something. Which was lie about how much international influence he's had on the game of football.
Lie about buying a Batmobile. That one bothered me the most.
Hey, he said Nick T. Leroy calls it blueberry picking.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Blueface, baby.
Oh, look who decided to show up.
Wow.
Old nut. You want to talk about not weathering the storm? That should
I'm curious as to why she's wearing blue. A color you
I
never
thought that's
wear.
One thing we were doing today. What are you talking about?
We're not definitely all in it together. We're definitely not all in it together because you hightailed it out of here. Opted in for a home show because of a little rain.
Rain the day before.
Sorry that I'm out here looking for my safety.
Your safety.
I want to go through so many highways to get there.
This is ridiculous.
In the pouring rain. It's still raining. It has not stopped raining since
I woke up. What are we doing? It took me 2.5 hours to get home yesterday. Ooh. You're acting like this is torrential downpour, like you're in the middle of some kind of hurricane. You're just like, rain, not for me.
Did you not see how the weather was yesterday? Because it definitely
I did see.
Hey, but it's Florida. Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Hazard of the job, Jennifer. Hazard.
I'm going to go ahead and risk my life. No.
Mm. Wow. It's like that.
But you won't get to see Leroy's beard in person.
Oh, I saw it.
No, not like this. It's vibrant.
It really is getting bluer, though. I went in there and...
You know what? Right? I think it is.
Nah, it's totally getting bluer. I think that happens.
Your goatee looks like when a computer crashes.
We kind of match. It's like Spirit Leroy matches Leroy's beard.
Look at that. Someone edit J Fig onto his beard.
Or put the beard on me.
Ooh, look at that.
Dave South is on it.
Nah, he's out of ChatGPT points.
Dude, this guy, he made you an avatar. Like literally from the movie.
Oof.
James Cameron style.
Yeah.
Art.
I mean, show it. Like, we're on a roll now.
if you insist.
Well, I gotta do what we got to do.
If you insist.
The genie initially I thought was good. I thought
the genie was great.
That was good.
The genie was great.
Leroy is Maurice Jones' blue.
I'm so happy about this.
About what?
Just you. Just made you. The show today.
I have an idea to Photoshop you in, so look out for it.
She's getting in on it now. Use your ChatGPT points before they run out.
Yeah.
Man.
You haven't put it up yet. I thought you...
Hey, I'm not you. I'm not a genie. I need to actually get the picture to download so we can put it on. It's not like and the picture shows up. I need to put it onto the computer.
Would you regret asking now?
I just want to know, did you really think anything less of today? You knew you were going to show up with a blue beard.
I did not.
You knew what was going to happen.
I don't think he knew how blue it was. I think initially when you dye it, you know, you don't necessarily know the full color. It has
because I used to have bluish hair. I got up,
put my clothes on, just headed out. Yeah. And then when I got in my car, I was like, oh, damn.
Oof. Wish you had a razor. You know what? Their promo has a lot of razors lot for of you. Razors,
I can't shave with a razor. My skin is way too sensitive for that.
I don't know if you're going to feel anything with that skin, dude. Got a frozen face.
It's numb.
Bob McAblue.
Still waiting for the LeBron's picture.
Still. Man, I can't believe we spent this much time.
Leroy's stage name is Billy Bluish.
You really should be proud.
I applaud Leroy for supporting Pride Month.
The only thing that is disappointing about today is I wish there was a hockey game tonight, because if the Panthers would have won, you would have had to force to be that blue beard the entire time. I wouldn't have let you shaved it.
No, absolutely. At that point, it's part of the uniform.
Do you think he would have listened?
For the team?
Come on.
He wouldn't. If I told Evan Rodriguez that Leroy shaved his beard in the middle of it, no, he would have never lived that down. Of course he would have done it. Mm. You're lucky.
You would have disappointed Evan. Mm-mm.
You're lucky.
Can't disappoint our boy E-Rod.
Sweet sauce in it tonight, boys.
Sweet sauce.
Wait. How shocked were you when you realized that wasn't a compliment?
Shocked and then not shocked, because it makes all the Paul Maurice sense in the world.
Yeah. Larry Bluestein.
Oh, that's great. High School Sports Report.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You realize, like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to our radio show.
You got the lead, boys. You got the lead, Chuckles.
That's amazing. Oh, boy. What a time to be alive, dude.
I think I want a blue beard now.
Yeah, we should all do it together.
Everyone should just do it. Just get a blue beard.
Sure. Yeah, but it'll take us a year and a half because you can't grow one.
No, what are you talking about? This is just this morning I shaved.
That's a week's worth of rubble.
Nope.
He could do his eyebrows instead.
Tobin.
By the way, it doesn't look like it's all cracked up to me, because one false move, look at you. Look at that. You look like you're Poppy the Troll's best friend.
Jeez. You look like a Furby.
Leroy going shopping at Bloomingdale's. Leroy's goatee matches Marco's foot.
True.
Greatest show on Smurf.
That's a point.
You ready for this?
Point for Twitcher.
Yikes. Wow.
Leroy, you look good blue.
It's pretty good.
Damn you. Damn you, Dade South.
You look like a low and away slider to Giancarlo Stanton. Okay. Just the cold part of his strike zone.
A blooming onion from Outback. Hey, you're enjoying this way too much, Jennifer.
Mm. Yes, I am.
Who was very famous with blues? Was that Claude Monet?
Mm-hmm. With blue?
Yondu.
Oh, I got you. I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like the artists. Water paint, the watercolor paintings?
No, it's Yondu.
Who?
Yondu. You don't know who Yondu is?
No.
From Guardians of the Galaxy? The guy with
He's not talking about...
with the little spear?
No, I was talking about the artist.
Jean-Antoine Watteau.
Okay.
It's a French painter. He used blue a lot.
Someone help him.
Avatar Leroy looks better than the Dwayne Wade statue.
That's so good.
What would be the wishes you would grant? We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side.
First of all, as a genie, I grant people wishes. I don't make the wishes. So why are you even asking that?
I don't know. This segment is about you.
You're a little too familiar with genie rules. Almost like you got experience. Take a break. We'll mix things up on the other.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild.
Here comes Ramos. This game is over.
All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it. This is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hey, if you guys want to go watch the Miami Heat draft party, come on down, everybody, to the Kaseya Center as the Heat hold the 20th pick. Fans can attend the draft party in person at the Kaseya Center on June 25th. The event's going to feature immersive activities, including shots on the court, exclusive photo opportunities, appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. To RSVP, visit heat.com/draft party. To check that on out. And for our draft heads out there, coming up in about 30 minutes, 5-star Frog Boys at
Big Board.
Big Board.
5-star Frog Boys Big Board!
Your first but all-inclusive NBA draft preview from Frog Boy.
We're going to splash on that ass. I'm sorry. You know, that probably, I tried to come up with a catchphrase. Huh. Didn't really, didn't really work that well. We're going to five-star the, you know what? I'll still work on it.
Keep it's a workshop. But in the meantime, why don't you mix it on up there, Splash Boy?
Mix, you know, okay, hold on. Can I blame Len for not having the instrumental readily available?
If you must.
Because he did come in again and was like, hey,
buddy. What is he asking for?
He's like, I got the Mike McDaniel guts, but do you know what I need? And he wants E-Rod, more E-Rod.
Okay, but we'll get to it, dude.
Like, no, he wants it so bad. He's got to get his promo done.
You ever notice people around this building? You could be busy.
Only visit during the
you could
show.
Be busy as hell, but if they need something, they want
they
you
really,
to stop.
They really, they think the show is like a Zoom meeting. Like, we're not doing anything. We're not entertaining thousands of people. We're
no
just
one respects me. That's crazy. What it is.
They won't do that during the morning or afternoon show.
That's because nobody's here, though.
Where it's at.
In fairness, nobody's here, either for Joe because nobody's here in the morning or because Hawk and Crowder because they're not
can
here.
Be. People can be in the building during Joe Rose hours.
Hmm. But they're not.
But they're not.
They're not, though.
But they are.
They're not.
How would you know? How could you tell somebody else's?
Not for nothing.
I used to see people in the building.
That was years ago.
That was. There's no way you ever made it on time for a morning drive show.
What are you talking about? We did morning drive. And I was always there on time.
Were you?
What? I don't think so. What?
How many times? You guys are absolutely trying me right now?
How many times in the studio was she here when we were morning drive?
I was.
Keep in mind, it was...
I'm going to have to video
review
that.
Were we still, like, COVID? Was that COVID time? So there
also,
was a lot of staying at home
then. Morning shows. There is no traffic during mornings. Or trains.
Anyway, what do we got in the mixed bag, Froggy?
Well, in the mixed bag today, we have some Paul Maurice.
Oh, handsome.
Yeah, getting ready for a Stanley Cup Finals rematch. Is it Finals or Final?
Final.
So it's only there's not more than one. Just Final.
No, because it's the Final. NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final.
Ah. Well,
I believe you could say something like if they went to three straight Stanley Cup finals, I think that's fine. I don't think you want to be a weirdo and be like they've been to three straight Stanley Cup final. That's weird. But when you're referring
oh,
to
you're doing
this
East thing?
Yeah.
Seven games.
I wanted to punch him in the face over that. but for this for the purposes of the Stanley Cup final.
Yes. Paul Maurice preparing for it has some words on his opponent. Connor McDavid,
Drysdale?
Drysdale's first name?
Leon.
Leon Drysdale. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, you know?
What?
Who cares about the loser's name?
White Leons.
How you do?
You know what? I'm going to look up more White Leons.
He's German.
Unique.
He's German.
So we they have to be kind of considered in terms of their offensive package and the way they play the game. The sheer minutes they play is important. That we have an understanding. So everybody's going to play against those players. They're just on the ice that much. So it's just that awareness of where they are. There's a speed level there with McDavid, a size and speed level with Drysdale. They're going to get their chances. Nobody's been able to shut them down. We just can't feed it. We can't be responsible for how they generate. They have to generate on their own. And if we do that, then we're in the game. If you don't do that, if you're generating offense for them by how you turn the puck over and how casually you play, then you're not beating them. That's just the fact.
That man ain't fearing them. I'm sorry. That's a guy confident in his cats. He's like, good luck, speedy boys. Meet.
Huh.
What?
Let me confirm this before I say something stupid. But, yeah. Vader. You guys remember Vader from wrestling?
Yeah.
First name, Leon.
Oh, okay.
White Leon. By the way, when you Google White Leon, just a bunch of white lions.
Kings of Leon?
That's good. Guys got the time for any more in the mixed bag,
just started, dude. What are you talking about? Of course.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure.
I would hope so. Here. Like, you came with the one. That's not a mixed bag. That's just a soundbite.
It's just like a pocket. It's a mixed pocket. Not sure if you guys saw recently, there has been a lot of news about the development of Shedeur Sanders.
Yep.
Deion Sanders.
What's the word in Cleveland? Anything good on him?
What is?
I mean, they like him. Like, I just
Mary Kay Cabot.
Listen, if just because you weren't a first round pick, I don't know why we are so consumed by that. Like, you get drafted to a team, even if you were supposed to be drafted higher or you thought you were going to be drafted higher, that still doesn't mean you can't be successful. So the fact that everybody is looking down on Shedeur Sanders because Dillon Gabriel was drafted before him means nothing. Like, okay, somebody made a mistake. Go out and ball out. And we've seen in recent years that some of the best quarterbacks in the league were not drafted in the first round.
So what about Shedeur Sanders?
Deion Sanders had some comments.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime says the draft fall. Okay, almost died.
Hear him?
Almost died on the empanada. Almost died on the empanada, bro.
Yeah, you had to wait till the after the break to eat the empanada.
He got choked up a little bit, yeah. And you go to, I almost died?
I did almost die.
Your esophagus got crossed up?
Yeah. Did you guys make fun of Marcos?
I almost died.
Are you
it's
okay?
Like his esophagus did a Euro step.
Well, what's the big deal? If he almost died, just beat science and you'll be fine. You know? That's what you did with your ankle.
Watch, I just beat death in front of you guys.
You're still limping.
No, I'm not. I'm totally. Look, you guys will realize you'll rue the day. You know what? Anyway, Deion Sanders says the draft fall gave Shedeur an edge. The
Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it was some foolish stuff that went on, but you know what? That gave them something that they needed. Like, that gave them something that they said, all right. You know, that edge that Tom had, it gave them that edge that you had. It gave them the edge that I have. You know, folks say, we're going to beat that. We weren't going to beat that, so we had to prove that. That gave them the edge that they needed, both of them.
That guy who's just agreeing with Deion Sanders has no idea what he said at the beginning. I don't know what podcast he was on, but what did he say? He uses the wise, the foolish to test the wise. Yeah, is that what he said? Can you play the beginning of that again?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Oh, yes.
He did. It did?
The foolish things.
I've been to church a lot. I don't feel like I ever remember that one.
I don't remember that one. God said.
Oh, that is Corinthians 1:27, the King James Version. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Huh.
Mm.
All right. Listen, I apologize, hey. Coach Prime.
Yeah, but get too deep into that Bible.
I guess not.
This is LeBron's version, though. This is King James version. So I'm not sure if this is the same thing or when did LeBron find the time to write this?
Well, foolish thing to confound the wise. That was LeBron versus JJ Barea.
Okay.
You want to see the most foolish thing ever? Watch a 5'10 guy from Puerto Rico confound the most athletic thing we've ever seen in our life.
The greatest athlete.
The all-time leading scorer. The all-time leading scorer in NBA history.
It's like, what do I do with this thing? Figure it out, King.
Strange. People don't forget.
Let's see. What else you got in the mixed bag?
I got Russell Wilson. Okay. All right. That's not all. Dude. Sorry about this.
Mr. Unlimited. Him,
but he's one of those people in life, the harder they try, the more insincere they look.
That's got to be the craziest QB room in the world. Him and Jameis Winston with the rook. Wow.
Now, I will say this. I played 18 holes of golf with Jameis Winston. And I was shocked by how respectful and kind he was, right? Because of all the crap you hear.
Right.
But no, like, he is about.
Is he a yakker, though? Only person I've ever said you said can talk more than you on a golf course is Jason Jackson.
And Lee Trevino. They had bets. So we played together.
Wait, Jason Jackson and Lee Trevino had a bet?
I played with Lee Trevino in a NFL tournament. And in the locker room, the senior tour players and the NFL players were putting wagers on who would talk more.
Wow. Did you win?
When we got done, I'm like, if this was the talking Olympics, he just broke a world record.
Wow.
Because he only stopped talking to actually swing his club. And I was out there out of my element, so there was a level of nervousness, so I didn't talk as much.
Hmm. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Russell Wilson.
Yes, that's right.
An opportunity to play for the Giants.
Opportunity here is so great, man. And, you know, I don't mind the lights. You know what I mean? I don't mind that part of it. I think the other part of it for me, most importantly, though, of all of that, is I've been here before. You know, when you walk into a stadium, into a locker room, and you know, like, my locker is the same locker I had when I won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And so for me, when I see that, I'm like, when I walk into that stadium, I'm like, I've been here before. Like, not just been here, but like we did this before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I fundamentally believe it's possible again in terms of just being successful again and being at the highest level. And so right, I think we got the right guys. The defensive
I'm
line,
exhausted enough. Too much of him.
See, he's trying so hard to be that guy that he seems farther away from that guy than if he said nothing.
Mm. But
right?
You know, when you've done it before and you've seen it, I mean, it's not.
Aaron Rodgers did it before, too, in 2011. Now, everybody labels him as Super Bowl champ, but guess what? Let me say something to you, Russ.
Whoa.
You have played more bad football over good football since you won the Super Bowl. And during that period of time, you broke up the Legion of Boom because they gave you credit and it was supposedly them. And if your coach didn't like you so much and tried to throw a one-inch pass and just hand it off to the beast in the backfield, you'd have two Super Bowls. So imagine how people feel about you. But he's played more bad football since good football, since he remembered the good feelings from winning the Super Bowl here. Right?
I think I give up on him.
Leroy's beard looks like it was thrown in the wash with the blue clothes.
Okay.
That's pretty bad. New guy. Hunter Sport.
He's not new.
No?
Been not
a completely
new.
Loyal listener for a while.
Yeah. He's not new, but you're blue. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Lazy.
Minus one.
Take a break.
Not new.
Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.